Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, August 9th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. Sony reported a 31% drop in operating income due to its financial services and movie businesses, but it raised revenue forecasts 6% thanks to strong PlayStation sales, though profitability for the console may still decline. Sony sold 3.3 million PS5s last quarter. That's up 38% on the year. But its imaging sensor business is also expected to weaken as smartphone sales continue to slow. Sony does not expect demand for smartphones to improve until 2024 at the earliest. Intel and Google senior research scientist Daniel Moghimi revealed a security vulnerability in Intel processors called Downfall. Downfall lets an attacker use memory optimization features to reveal internal hardware registers, letting untrusted software access data from other programs, including things like encryption keys. The vulnerability affects Intel processors made between 2015 and 2019. That ranges from 6th Gen Skylake through 11th Gen Rocket and Tiger Lake. 12th and 13th gen chips are not affected. Intel released microcode to mitigate the vulnerability, but that may affect chip performance. YouTube announced Tuesday that users who disable watch history will no longer see recommendations on their homepage. With watch history turned off, you'll only see search, the left-hand menu, and shortcuts to subscriptions, shorts, and library. The changes will roll out to all users over the next several months. Google has also changed the name of in-stream ads sold on YouTube to skippable ads to avoid accusations of deception from advertising buyers. Salesforce's Slack is releasing a redesign meant to make the interface less cluttered. A new home section will show channels, DMs, and apps as usual, but the sidebar offers some new options. Selecting the new DMs section shows all your conversations on the left and the active one on the right. An activity window will unify all messages, mentions, and reactions across all workspaces. There's also a dedicated later menu for saving pretty much anything. Other changes include the huddle video chat moving to the top right corner and a big plus button in the sidebar that can start a new canvas or call. Meanwhile, Verizon announced it's shutting down its video conferencing app, BlueJeans. It acquired it in May 2020. The free trial shuts down for all users August 31st, while business customers will get an unspecified longer timeline to transition. WhatsApp added screen sharing to its video calling platform. You'll now be able to share your phone or desktop screen either entirely or for a specific app. Screen sharing is protected by end-to-end encryption as well. A share button will appear in the action bar during a video call once it rolls out to you. Saudi Arabia has passed a law requiring all smartphones sold in the kingdom to use USB-C charging ports starting January 1, 2025. Laptops must also have USB-C charging by April 1, 2026. Google announced that the RCS protocol, that's the protocol that lets multimedia messaging and group chats, among other features, happen, will be made default for all of its messages app users. End-to-end encryption for RCS group chats has now rolled out as well. RCS is an industry standard similar to SMS, and it's supported by carriers, but not yet supported by iOS. OpenAI announced its GPT bot, which will crawl the web like a search index does and filter out paywall-restricted sources, as well as sources that violate OpenAI policies and sources that gather personally identifiable information. Also, websites can disallow GPT bot altogether in the robots.txt file, same way they would to stop search index crawlers. Sites can even customize directories to allow GPT bot to access some, but not all of its site. Finally, during SIGGRAPH Tuesday, NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang announced a new AI chip, the GH200. GH stands for the legendary computer scientist Admiral Grace Hopper. It uses the same GPU as the H100, but has 141 gigabytes of memory compared to 80, and a 72-core ARM CPU. It's coming in Q2 2024, and GH200's big advance will be running inferencing fast. Inferencing is what models do when they generate something like answering a question or creating an image. NVIDIA also announced a workstation-based testing system called AI Workbench for creating, testing, and customizing generative models before you deploy them to a data center. And NVIDIA is partnering with Hugging Face for training cluster as a service. That'll be powered by NVIDIA's DGX Cloud and Hugging Face's training models and data sets. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.